This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in the cattle market?
Our cattle market pretty much traded negative today. The biggest losses took place in the feeder cattle today. As far as fresh news, there really wasn't no fresh news out there. We saw the cash trade pretty well taken care of this week, as we saw most of our cash move at 164 to 165. Boxed beef at midday down a penny on choice, down 39 on selects, moved 55 loads. Saw an estimated cattle kill today of 103,000 head, a weekly kill 565,000 head. And on the close today, October cattle 20 cents lower as the December contract was down 25. November and January, along with most of the other feeder cattle contracts, down the $3 limit today. And December lean hogs closed 25 higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
Get more out of your day by parking further from the door, taking an extra lap around the store, or taking the stairs. Adults should get 30 minutes of physical activity each day to stay healthy. Learn how at ShapeYourFutureOK.com.
A healthy plate is a plate that's half full of fruits and vegetables. Power up with fresh, canned, or frozen fruits and veggies and make a healthy plate at every meal. Learn more at ShapeYourFutureOK.com.
Tom, what's happening in the grain market?
Well, the grain market saw negative closes across the board. Corn and soybeans were mainly finding pressure from the fact that we've got several days of good harvest weather ahead of us, and we expect to see a lot of harvesting done by the time we come back next week. Export sales this morning were in line of expectations for the wheat, but they was very good for corn and soybeans. Our wheat, despite all the talk about demand out there, is running almost 5 million metric tons behind last year's pace. And we're a little bit over a third of the way through the marketing year. On the close today, December KC wheat down 3 1/4, March down 2.5 cents, December Chicago wheat closed a penny lower. December corn down 4 1/4, March corn down 4 cents, November soybeans 14 3/4 lower, January down 14.5, and December cotton 56 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.